pay raise for some Saratoga County employees during the response to the COVID-19 crisis is continuing to generate backlash, with some county supervisors pushing for a special meeting to address the issue. Saratoga County has taken many actions over the last several weeks, but one in response to the coronavirus pandemic is continuing to frustrate some local elected officials. In March, Saratoga County, through an emergency committee established to deal with the COVID-19 crisis, instituted a plan to pay 380 employees time and a half in response to the COVID-19 crisis. At a reported cost of $325,000 a week, the move drew outcry from several county supervisors. Later, the time and a half pay was reduced to about 40 staff members on the county's COVID-19 Public Health Emergency Preparedness Program team. The county administration, in an April 3rd press release, said the time and a half pay, quote, is provided to compensate these employees during this time for the unique, stressful, and endless work managing the global pandemic as it strikes Saratoga County, end quote. But by the April 7th Saratoga Springs City Council meeting, the city's two elected county supervisors remained frustrated with the county's decision to pay time and a half. Here's Supervisor Matt Veach, a Republican, speaking to the City Council Tuesday.
And it's really a great uncertain time right now for the city and for the county to turn around and pay their own people more money. It just doesn't make any sense to me. It's something that should never have happened.
The frustration was shared by members of the City Council, including Democratic City Finance Commissioner Michelle Madigan, who earlier in the meeting estimated that COVID-19 could impact the city's revenues by 29% to 33%.
And if our revenue projection is at 33%, I have to assume the county is somewhere around the same loss of revenue projections. So this really is astounding.
The annual county budget is about $335 million. Officials are wary of impacts to the city's summer tourism industry. No changes to the summer meet at Saratoga Racecourse, set to begin in July, have yet been announced, but the training season that was to commence April 15th has been delayed. Democratic Supervisor Tara Gaston also is against the pay increase at the county level, saying there isn't even a time to discuss the issue on the April calendar.
And we have no meeting scheduled that includes oversight committees such as the Health and Social Services Committee, which is overseeing the response to COVID-19, as well as the statutory ending of Code Blue, which for a number of reasons should not take place, the ending. That is not scheduled to take place, nor is a full board meeting. To use a word I think someone used a minute ago, I am appalled at this and am committed, along with Supervisor Veach, to make sure that this is remedied as soon as possible.
Veach said he wants to bring a special meeting to discuss the time and a half pay, but that requires a majority of county supervisors on board, which he is still working on.
We have been able to get 11 supervisors of the Board of Supervisors to agree to the special meeting, representing about almost 75% of our county population. But our rules state that in order to have a special meeting, you have to have 12 supervisors, which is a majority plus one, and a majority population to do that. So we have the majority population, we don't have 12 supervisors.
Reached by WAMC Thursday, the county administrator's office said it is working on scheduling a meeting, but no further details were given on a date. For WAMC News, I'm Lucas Willard.